the practice of yoga nidra is a form of tantra, and it is definitely not sleeping. It is not concentrating. It is opening the inner chambers of your mind. In yoga nidra, you step down into the interdimensional layers of your consciousness. Even if you do not fully understand anything in yoga nidra, it doesn't not matter. Just use the sound of my voice as a rope. Just as you would take a rope and go in and out of the depths of a cave, so with the help of sound, you can venture in and out of the mind. Start to get ready for yoga nidra. Eyes are closed, the body is still, the mind is in a mood to relax. You are not trying to concentrate. Make no effort to try and control the mind. You are practicing yoga nidra. Become aware of your whole body. You are laying in your beautiful room, and you can feel this light frequency of vibration. The whole atmosphere is charged with this one type of powerful vibration. In this atmosphere, you are laying on your mat and your body is still. The sound of your breath is very rhythmic and slow. Your body is entering into a deep state of relaxation. Now think mentally to yourself, I am going to practice yoga nidra. I'm listening to the instructions. I will not sleep. At this point, it's time to set a resolve or a sankalpa. And that resolve just needs to be a short, positive statement. Try not to change your resolve throughout. It's said that the resolve we make in yoga nidra is sure to come true in your life. So choosing a resolve that resonates and repeating it to yourself 3 times with full intention, effort, and feeling. Keep on listening to the sound of my voice. And go on doing the practice as I indicate. No concentration, please. Do not try to analyze things at all. Become aware of your right hand thumb and mentally say, right hand thumb, no movement. Right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the left side. Become aware of the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Next, go to the back of the body, back of the head, back of the neck, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, right heel, left heel. Now to the front of the body, top of your head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right nostril, left nostril, whole nose, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, chin, neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, middle of the chest, navel, upper abdomen, lower abdomen, right leg, left leg, right arm, left arm, the whole of the head, the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Become aware of the body laying on the floor. There is a point where the body is in contact with the floor. Bring your awareness to that particular point of contact. Heels and the floor. Both heels are on the floor, and there is a point where they touch the floor. Now from the top of the head and the floor, the back and the floor, the right hand and the floor, the left hand and the floor, the right elbow and the floor, the left elbow and the floor, the buttocks and the floor, the hamstrings and the floor, the heels and the floor. Imagine the meeting points of your body and the floor, the whole body and the floor. The body is on the floor. Become aware of the whole body. Do not contract and do not expand. Now imagine in your mind that the body is becoming very heavy. Awaken the idea of heaviness in the body. Gradually feel that the body is becoming heavier and heavier. The head is becoming heavy. The right palm is heavy. The left palm is heavy. Both arms and the shoulders are heavy. The back is heavy. The buttocks and the groin are heavy. The right thigh is heavy. The left thigh is heavy. Both the kneecaps are heavy. Both legs are heavy. Both arms are heavy. The whole head is heavy. The eyes are heavy. The lips are heavy. The whole body is heavy. Keep on thinking that the whole body is heavy. Intensify the feeling of heaviness. Then gradually relax part by part. Now feel the whole body becoming lighter and lighter. The head is light, so light that it could even rise from the floor. The right and left palms are becoming lighter. Both arms and both shoulders are light. The back is light. The buttocks and the groin are light. The right thigh is light. The left thigh is light. The right heel and the left heel are light. The whole body is light and weightless. When your body becomes weightless, you feel as if it is rising from the floor, as if your whole body is a mass of cotton. Cotton represents lightness, and steel represents heaviness. Now practice these two experiences alternatively. The body is steel. The body is steel. There are no bones, marrow, or blood, just a steel frame. Then change the idea. the whole body is cotton. The whole body is as light as cotton. There are no bones, marrow, or blood. Everything is composed of cotton. The whole body is as light as cotton. Again, change the idea. The whole body is like steel, heavy steel, no bone, marrow, or blood. The whole body is as heavy as steel. Then change the idea. The whole body is as light as cotton. Feel as if the body was composed of cotton. Cotton so light it could rise up from the floor. Bring your mind to the eyebrow center, gazing into the space in between your eyebrows. Do not leave that point until I tell you to. See yourself setting out on a journey to climb a sacred mountain. You know that it is going to be a long and difficult climb, but you feel sure that you will reach the summit. As you leave your hometown to meet your guide, a person whom you have met before, but you know he is qualified and an experienced guide, you find it difficult to assess his character, and he is not very talkative. But as you want to make the journey, you follow him. The path you are following along passes through a large forest, beneath a canopy of trees, and crossing many streams. You come to an enormous lake, a tranquilizing blue color, clean and fresh, and you stop. You and the guide drink the water and rest for a while. After continuing the journey, you begin to feel some frustration and mistrust of the guide. The forest has become so dense that you cannot see far in any direction. The sacred mountain is completely obscured from your view, and you feel far away from your home. However, after a little time, you begin to ascend and the forest becomes less dense. You look back into the direction you came from. You see the forest and the rooftops of the houses of your town. The sight of the town and the tiredness of your body make you feel that the journey is perhaps useless, and you want to return to the comfort of your home and the friends that you've left behind. But the guide insists you go on, and so you follow. The ascent becomes steeper and you are feeling tired, but the guide continues at his steady pace. Sometimes you feel angry at his relentless pace, but at other times you are grateful for his experience in climbing the more difficult terrain and in avoiding places that would have been impossible for you to climb alone. The vegetation becomes less dense. The growth is rocky. The ground is rocky and rugged. All thoughts of home and past have gone, as you need to concentrate completely on climbing and keeping up with your guide. Overcome by fatigue, you collapse on the ground to rest. You feel exhausted and defeated and do not care if the guide waits for you or not. The whole journey seems pointless. The guide comes to you, takes you by the hand, and starts walking again. With each step, he repeats the word, "I will." You find that you are walking in step with him, and the sound of the words, "I will," is echoing through your body and mind, giving you tremendous strength and energy. the guide releases your hand, but the word keeps repeating in your mind as you follow him further upwards. As you near the top of the sacred mountain, the ascent is even more difficult, and the guide is far ahead of you. You trudge on alone, and finally reach the top, where the guide is waiting for you. As you observe the spectacular panoramic view, a feeling of exhilaration floods your body and mind. Your guide gives you a meaningful smile, and you are grateful to him for his forcefulness during the climb. You are exalted by the environment, overcome by a feeling that you've never experienced before. You are still absorbed in this exhilaration when the guide says, "Follow me," and leaps from the peak, disappearing into space. Without a further thought, you follow. Start to become aware of your whole body. Think that I am practicing yoga nidra. Visualize your whole body and the room around you. Become completely aware of your external environment. Become aware of yourself and say to yourself, "I am practicing yoga nidra. I am visualizing my body and the room around me." Now repeat your sankalpa or your resolve to yourself 3 times with full intention, feeling, and emotion. Become completely aware of your external environment. Come out of the spirit of yoga nidra and return back to your normal awareness. Take your time to find subtle movements in your fingers and your toes. A gentle reawakening of the physical body. When you're ready, the knees will hug up into your chest. And keeping your eyes closed, just rock to one side. With the eyes closed, making your way up to a final seat together. Take your time, there's no rush. When you you do, find your seat, bring your hands into a prayer at your heart space, and just take a moment to do a little self-check-in. When we explore the nature, the possibility of the mind in yoga nidra, can be a really profound practice, a really profound way to experience yoga, which is ultimately a yoking or a unification of all aspects of ourselves. Feel fully present back into your body. Feel your sit bones on the earth, your feet earthing you down. The sensation of being back in the room. Take a full breath in together and a big exhale, release, let it out. Bow your head into your heart and to ourselves and one another. We say namaste.